Okay, so hello and welcome to our fourth Game of Life Masterclass call. Just to have a little bit of admin to get started, I want to remind everyone to read the Chaos Flush Energy System manual that I sent you and call in that attunement, and be sure to use that when you get a little aggravated or, you know, feel a little sideways with life. Just go ahead and flush that energy out. And I do want to remind everybody that we will not have a class next week. I'm going to be moving, actually should be, yeah, I'll be on the road. So we won't have another class until 2 weeks from today, and that'll be September the 13th. So I'm excited to see you all again then. And I do just want to let you know that I'm going to be adding some new bonuses to the Masterclass Central webpage. I'm hoping to get that done today. And I will post it in the Facebook and send you an email when that has been complete, along with the recording of today's call. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and get started here with creating our sacred space. So if you'll just get comfortable and take a few deep breaths, and I will ask the angels to keep us on the line together with a clean and clear connection. So if you want to listen to this later, it'll be really good recording. So just take a really deep breath and just place your feet on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and just focus your attention on your heart. And with another really deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace that wonderful feeling of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now just focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now just take a really deep breath. And I ask the angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east, of the south, of the west, and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. We ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life. We wish to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our hearts, all that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we'll create our empowered sacred circle of love. If you're in Asia, Africa, or Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel, and we begin creating our circle. If you're in Australia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in South America, please take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one, with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I ask that you please step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with the love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. And we ask that you accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. Breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, taking the hands of the angels. And together we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth. And through this singular intention of empowered support, we hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Allow yourself to see roots from your feet going down into the soils of Mother Earth, down to that core light of healing, loving energy at our center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils, through the rocks and the water, back up to your feet, up your legs, to your heart, fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And now we'll get into our class content. In this week's chapter, The Law of Non-Resistance, Florence is on a roll. Wow. She covers a lot of ground. So let's just dive in. So she begins the chapter with the statement, "Nothing on earth can resist an absolutely non-resistant person." She's telling us that manifesting our every desire, manifesting as our reality, every little thing that fulfills our square of life happens when we're non-resistant, like water. She uses the example of water, how it's non-resistant, but remarkably powerful. We can be as water. Powerful in our non-resistance to manifest everything that brings our heart joy, our heaven on earth. And then she sums up the chapter by telling us that evil is a false law man has made for himself through psychoma or soul sleep. Soul sleep means that man's soul has been hypnotized by the raced belief of sin, sickness, and death, which is carnal or mortal thought, and his affairs have outpictured his illusions. She reminds us that whatever we feel deeply, good or bad, is outpictured by the faithful servant of our subconscious mind. She tells us that man's body and affairs show forth what he has been picturing The sick man has pictured sickness, the poor man poverty, the rich man wealth. And we know that outpicturing is the manifestation of subconsciously focusing energy and backing it up with conscious thought. When the subconscious energy is of fear and the conscious thought is focused on worrying about experiences that we do not want, that energy gets magnified and what we do not want is made manifest as our reality. So let's unpack evil by replacing it with the word fear. When we use the word fear, it's easier to grasp what she's trying to tell us. In today's verbiage, I'll replace evil with fear. Fear is an unnatural state of being that we've made for ourselves by feeding into the pain of what we see happening around us, lack, suffering, and death. And it's unnatural because our natural energy is the love vibration. So to get back to Florence's statement, once we take in the fear energy of what we see around us, we hold on to that fear with our emotions and subconsciously focus our manifesting energy through that vibration of fear, manifesting through us our own experience of pain, lack, and suffering. And since we're subconsciously holding on to that energy, it feeds off of all the fear we've been stuffing into the subconscious, and it grows like a monster, blocking us from fulfilling our square of life. We create a neural pathway of belief, or subconscious record, as Florence calls it, that at its core is the belief that we're not good enough to have what we want. Even though the superconscious or God part within knows that all we want or need to fulfill our square of life is already ours. It's an inventory residing in our field of potentiality. The belief that the subconscious holds of not being good enough and the full knowing belief of the superconscious that we are most definitely good enough becomes an inner battle of belief. The subconscious being resistant to the manifesting something better because it believes we're not good enough, while the superconscious knows that not only are we good enough, what we want to manifest is already ours. Now, in a previous call, we talked about how neural pathways of belief, or those subconscious records, as Florence calls them, how they're birthed, how they come into existence. And typically, something happens when we're children that hurts us deeply. And through the experience of an event or situation, we feel shame, guilt, unworthy, undeserving, unlovable, and all these emotions boil down to feeling and believing at some level that we're not good enough to be, do, or have what we want. And here's an example. When I was a little girl, 4 years old, my parents left me and my brothers with my paternal grandmother, a woman that I had just met, and she was scary. This was my dad's mom, and it was summertime, and we kept going in and out of grandmother's air-conditioned house till she told us in or out. And I chose to be out, and then, of course, I needed to go to the bathroom. But I didn't dare open the door to her house to go inside to use her bathroom because she was going to speak harshly to me. And I didn't know how to go to the bathroom outside. So when I couldn't hold it anymore, I wet my pants. And then when Mom and Daddy came back, I was sitting on the swing crying in wet pants. Well, my mom was furious. And then there was an argument between my grandmother and my mom and my dad about me. I thought they were all mad at me. I was so ashamed. I was embarrassed. I wanted to just disappear and the fighting to stop. Well, this experience birthed a belief that I wasn't deserving or worthy to be, do, or have anything I wanted or even needed for my human body. It was a belief that was hidden deep in my subconscious for years. It was a firm, unwavering belief that I was unlovable. I was in the way. I was a source of humiliation and anger. And subconsciously, I believed I wasn't even good enough to use the bathroom in the house, that the needs of my human body were a source of embarrassment and shame. My 4-year-old little girl brain took the arguing between my parents and my grandmother as all my fault. And because I didn't have the mental capacity at 4 to understand what was really happening, I had to bury it in my subconscious because I didn't know what else to do with it. Because I had to survive what was happening around me, and I couldn't do it in the middle of all that pain. So as a result, my brain wrote that neural pathway of belief that I wasn't good enough or anything really. And my body was a source of embarrassment and shame. And through their behavior, the adults, it wasn't safe for me. So I was drowning in a sea of fear in the background of my mind all the time. I was an outcast that didn't belong anywhere. So I spent the next 30 years of my life pleasing, trying to fit in somewhere. And then when I learned how to follow the breadcrumbs of the resistant, not good enough energy, this experience popped right up. This is where it was birthed. And from this space as an adult, I could clearly see that what happened to me started the argument. But my mom didn't like my grandmother, and my grandmother did not like my mom. And daddy was stuck in the middle. I was just collateral damage of the dynamics of their relationship with each other. And that had nothing to do with me. Nothing. Now, if my mother's mother, my grandma, had been involved in this, I would have been snatched up, loved, cleaned up, and made to understand that none of this was my fault. But she wasn't there. They were taking me away from her. She was my safe space, and that was gone. But today, as an adult, I could see that what happened to me was just an experience. And I really am good enough to be, do, and have what I want. I'm just fine the way I am. I don't have to people please to fit in. I don't need anyone else's approval. It's safe to be me. And even better, from this place as an adult, and as an adult, I could see that all the events that came after that, all those incidents of embarrassment, shame, anger, resentment, and doubt in myself that I had fed that initial experience, it could no longer hurt me. They had lost their power too when I wrote over the original neural pathway of belief. Facing the pain of this experience, observing what happened, how I felt, and the behavior of everyone involved healed what had happened. I infused the situation and everyone involved with love. I forgave them, and I forgave myself, And I even infused my inner child with that love. I was and I am safe. Rewriting this belief, transforming the pain to love, changed my perspective of my life. It changed how I see the world. I didn't feel so lost. I felt empowered and more confident. I saw how the mechanics and dynamics of relationships work, how easily neural pathways of belief are birthed when we're children that form the reality of our adult lives. If you get triggered with energy that feels awful, but you don't know where it came from, you may have an experience similar to this from your childhood, something that was really painful and out of your control. It could be something that's just buried, waiting for you to look at so you can heal all that energy and move through it. We all live in human bodies and minds that get inundated with millions of bits of information every day. And when that information's stressful, our fight or flight response kicks in, making that information that's taken in really powerful and strong. And now that we're adults, once the initial surprise is over, we have the opportunity to heal the pain we experienced, infuse the situation with love energy, and raise our own vibration, opening the way to create a higher outcome. We have the opportunity to consciously choose what energy we're going to be. Love or fear, stressed, angry, resentful, overwhelmed, all those fear energies. But when we're in the rush of survival mode, just doing our best to get through the day, we don't take that opportunity to observe the energy we've just experienced, heal it, and be free of it. Instead, we bury it in the subconscious, making it negative energy food for the fear energy that's already hidden there in the form of a neural pathway of belief that we're not good enough in some way. However, when we shift our energy out of less than love fear energy, when we embrace the love vibration of that God part within, it's as a protective shield around us, deflecting negativity, vibrating around us, negativity that's directed at us. That love energy becomes our shield. And the more we embrace that love energy, consciously choosing to be love energy, we raise our vibration above fear, and fear energy cannot engage with us. And that's how we become non-resistant. We're unmovable by negative energy. Now, an example is when we've consciously chosen to be love energy, vibrating in love energy, and someone says something mean to us, instead of getting upset, we're unmoved by their words. The negativity cannot engage with our energy. Therefore, we're not upset. No. Instead, we have the clarity of thought to set a boundary with them through love energy. We set that boundary firmly and assertively and bless them on their way. We have the words to say or the wisdom to say nothing and be perfectly fine with it. We feel that peace within. Now, one side note here on illness in children. Florence was asked why children get sick when they don't know what sickness is. Well, I believe Florence's response was accurate to a point. What we all must understand is that when we choose to come to Earth in a human body, we also choose specific experiences, and some of those experiences are physical hardships as adults, and unfortunately, it could be as a child. When I became a Reiki practitioner, I learned that if the body's going to heal, Reiki will support it to heal more quickly. If the body is not going to heal, the Reiki will bring the person comfort and relief as much as their higher self experience will allow. Now, we each have specific situations we've come here to experience. Some are traumatic and horrific. But when we choose to process through them in love over fear, miracles happen. Sometimes dire situations faced through the love vibration becomes the stepping stone or a catalyst to the most wonderful experiences ever. Wonderful experiences that we wouldn't have dreamed of from that state of worry and fear. But back to the different aspects of resistance. We learned in our first call about resistance energy, what it is, and what to do with it. We learned about following the breadcrumbs that are revealed by the resistance energy and how to infuse it with love to heal it and be free of it. Well, last week we talked about another technique, the Sedona method of release, to process through this energy to be free of it, and the power of giving ourselves the gift of forgiveness. And if the resistance energy holds only a little power over us, sometimes just looking at it or observing it is enough to be free of it, because energy reacts differently when we look at it or observe it. So we know what to do when we're faced with resistance energy. So let's look more closely at being non-resistant. Just what does that mean? Well, years ago, I was talking with someone who believed non-resistance is taking the path of least resistance. That is so not what non-resistance means. So let's take a look at the resistance we feel in the body when we want to improve our lives, something, or we want to be, do, or have something. Our conscious wants something that we don't have. So now we're in a struggle of want versus don't have. This is what Florence means when she tells us resistance is hell, where it places man in a state of torment. This internal struggle or battle is the torment. The energy of wanting something should hold expectancy of joy and happiness at receiving. The resistant energy of don't have what we want stirs that feeling of or whisper of, you can't have that. Who do you think you are? As a result, we have a battle going on in our body. Our conscious has decided we want something. Our superconscious says we can have it. But our subconscious says, no, not happening. You're not good enough. But we can stop that torment with acceptance. Acceptance of what our life is in this moment. Acceptance shifts us from resistant to non-resistant. And I'll say that again. Acceptance shifts us from being resistant to being non-resistant. When we accept what our life is in this moment, accept that we want something different, but this is what our life is in this moment. Whatever this is, that battle stops. That war within, that were within us between our conscious and subconscious stops. Acceptance does not mean we're in agreement of what our life is. Not at all. The definition of acceptance is the action of consenting to receive or undertake something offered. I thought the word offered is really perfect because the universe is always offering us the opportunity to experience something new, something different. Something that brings us joy. Accepting what your life is in this moment opens the way to receive something new. The second section of the Upon Waking Daily Journal page of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook is just this. I accept what my life is in this moment. And when you write this down, you step into your power, being non-resistant. Even if you're not feeling it, keep writing it. That feeling will come. And it's not like faking it till you make it. You're building a new way of being. And one of the Manifesting with Florence members told me that when she started writing this in her playbook, she wasn't feeling it. But she kept writing it, and now she's empowered by writing it. So no matter how you're using the playbook, whether you have the paperback version or you're using a notebook with the PDF download, please use it. Don't underestimate the power of something this simple. It is life-changing. So diving deeper into non-resistance, being non-resistant opens the way to shift us to the state of knowing. This is one of those times that we really don't have a word or even a group of words, really, that fully explain the experience, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Knowing is a full shift of energy to the love vibration that is very matter of fact. No anxiety, no doubt, no worry, just a deep, really deep in your very cells feeling of settled, grounded, peace. You feel grounded with full belief. You know that what you want to experience is happening, whether there's any sign of it in sight or not. You hold no doubt. No anxiety, no worry, just a settled, grounded, balanced, breathe into it knowing, and it's fabulous. You're in this moment. There's no worry about the future, no anxiety. You're peaceful in every cell of your body. And remember, worry does nothing to enhance your life, but it will block you from creating what you want and support you to create what you do not want. Worry is resistance. The state of being non-resistant is when your three levels of consciousness are in alignment and you feel no resistance over what you want happening. You feel no resistance over what's happening right now. If you're in a, let's call it a discussion. Well, let's call it what it is. If you're in an argument with someone and you're maintaining your love vibration, no matter what they say, you're non-resistant. The other person's words don't move you. You're neutral, matter of fact, with clarity of thought. Your vibration is above indulging in anger or frustration. And since you're non-resistant, you can remember to take those deep breaths. Use your chaos flush and maintain clarity of thought to respond with what you need to say. And even better, There's no replaying that conversation over and over in your head about what you should have said afterwards, because you stood in love energy. You were non-resistant. You held no resistance to the situation, so you were able to voice your thoughts and feelings with clarity. And that conversation is done, completed, finished, moving on. You have the strength and stamina to set necessary boundaries and enforce them. Resistance is based in fear energy. Fear energy that was typically birthed from a belief of not being good enough. Non-resistance is based in the vibration of love energy from the God part within, the love that is your essence. If you're hearing a truck outside and beeping, it's real. I apologize. I can't block it out any more than what's ever already happening. So if you didn't hear it, please just disregard. Okay, so let's just talk about relationships really quick. Florence talked about people wanting her to perform treatments to change others, but she told them she wouldn't treat for others, but she would treat to change them, because they were in the unnatural state of resistance. Now, relationships are about us, not others, us. They're about how we react. For example, when we're not in agreement about something that someone else is doing or saying, we're the one who isn't agreeing. And chances are the other person doesn't think that they've done or said anything inappropriate. We have to set boundaries for others. We have to stand up for ourselves. We have to consciously choose how we're going to react to the behavior of others. And like I explained earlier, when we're in the non-resistant vibration of love energy, negative energy doesn't engage with us. So we're unmoved by someone's behavior. They have no power to hurt us. It's like the vibration of germs. Germs can't stick to the vibration of love energy. The vibrations are mismatched, so they can't stick. Now, later in the chapter, Florence states, every man is a golden link in the chain of my good, for all men are God in manifestation, awaiting the opportunity given by man himself to serve the divine plan of his life. When we unpack this, we get a golden nugget. When we run into people in our lives that just rub us the wrong way, and we hit an energetic block when we try to achieve being love energy where they're concerned, we're forced to look at why the energetic block is there, or we just continue to be miserable. It's miserable or look at it. When we look at it, get an opportunity to understand why. Why do we feel the antagonistic energy from or for this person? When we acknowledge and look at or observe that energy block, because energy reacts differently when we look at it or observe it, it loses its power over us. The block may disintegrate immediately. Or like in my case when I was 4, you may discover an experience that birthed the belief of not being good enough. And then you get to, when through that observation, you can heal it. And it loses its power to block you because it no longer resides in your body. That energy just flushes out. And the long and the short of it is that the person who riled you up is that golden link in your chain of good, because behind the scenes, they forced you to look at and be free of the energy that's been blocking you. They revealed an uncomfortable energy within you. You looked at it. You're now free of it. And now the way's open to live the divine plan of your life, manifesting your fulfilled square of life as the experience of your reality. Just how fabulous is that? Now, do I wish all this could be avoided? Oh my gosh, you bet I do. And I know you do too. But we didn't incarnate to this planet for easy. Now, Florence teaches us to begin our day with right words. The Game of Life Manifesting Playbook's daily journal pages support you to do just that. The first section of the Upon Waking page supports you to claim and anchor the energy of your day. The affirmation Florence uses is, "Thy will be done this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day. Miracle shall follow miracle, and wonders shall never cease." Now, I suggest that we change the words "shall never cease" to "shall continue forever," or something else that speaks to your heart. Because now we know that the universe doesn't get not or never. The energy of the affirmation may be strong enough to overcome "wonders shall cease," but just to be sure, let's change it to "wonders shall continue forever." Now, these affirmations are energy containers that must hold your heart energy to click with you. And that's why sometimes an affirmation will charge you up, and then later you may feel resistance to it, or it could be vice versa. Your consciousness exists in a human body. As a result, you're continually evolving with expansions and contractions of energy. And be aware, an affirmation can be of negative words. And when your heart energy of negativity clicks, oh my gosh, that energy is magnified to manifest what you do not want. Our words, our thoughts, our feelings and emotions, they're energy containers that we manifest from within to without. We're in continuous motion, manifesting the reality of our life experiences. Positive affirmations can be golden to support us to manifest what we want, or better. Just like repeated affirmations of negative words, thoughts, feelings, and emotions manifest what we don't want. Now, in this chapter, Florence has approached infusing people in situations with love from another angle by baptizing experiences as success, showing us how shifting our energy from failure to success transforms us from being resistant in failure to non-resistant in the energy of success. And as a result, the way is open to create a higher outcome. Success. Florence tells us that the robbers of time are the past and the future, to bless the past and the future and to live in the now of this moment. We now have tools to manage the pain of the past with specific action steps that set us free to be non-resistant in this moment and manifest wonderful things in our future, fulfilling our square of life. When we've accepted what our life is in this moment, we stop the inner turmoil and open the way to create a higher outcome. We set the wheels in motion to fulfill our square of life. We can feel within our body that knowing, fully knowing that what we want to experience is happening. We're non-resistant, allowing that love-knowing energy within us to manifest our heaven on earth as the experience of our physical reality. And we've learned today that acceptance of what our life is in this moment shifts us from being resistant to being non-resistant. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that Florence's use of the word evil is today's understanding of fear. We can now see that fear is the direct result of our fight or flight response to witnessing or experiencing something that makes us uncomfortable. We now understand more clearly how a belief of not being good enough may have been birthed through an experience when we were too young to understand what to do to process through the pain. And as a result, neural pathways of belief that block us were birthed. And now we know what to do when those neural pathways of belief that we're not good enough is revealed. We know what to do with all fear energy that's revealed to us. We know the action steps to be free of it. We now have a clear picture of how the power of our subconscious works behind the scenes, how that energy focuses through us to manifest the same vibration from within to without. And that vibration could be the joy of happiness or the pain of despair. It's up to us as to which one it is. And now we know how to make that conscious choice. And the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook supports us to make that choice every day. We learn the different aspects of the pain of resistance and freedom of being non-resistant, how they work, and how we can consciously choose to be love energy and be non-resistant to the fear that runs rampant in today's world. As a result, we will fulfill our square of life. We've gained a clearer understanding of how people that annoy and provoke us serve us to ultimately manifest and live the divine path of our square of life fulfilled. And we're gaining a clearer understanding of the vibration of our words, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, and how to use them effectively with the energy container of affirmations. So if you have any questions about this, please ask. Again, I know it's a lot. So you can ask me now or you can post the questions in the private Facebook community and I'll answer and we can all discuss. We are moving a tremendous amount of energy. So please be gentle with yourself and drink lots of water. Take a nap if you need it. And just be aware of where your energy is. And again, in 2 weeks, on September 13th, we'll dive into Chapter 5, the Law of Karma and the Law of Forgiveness. And that completes our content. Okay, so I'm going to stop my share. There we go. And you can turn your microphones back on and your cameras. And Sarah, I know you were kind of on time. We started a little early, but my camera's not working. So
that was excellent, Kate.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, I made a lot of notes and enjoyed it.
You know, I hope that you can all feel that it's like we move into a zone, and I love Florence's work. Love it.
I do too. Yeah, I do too. And I like that you're bringing it into this century, because you're right. Some of the words, I liked how you changed a few of the words so that we could hear it differently. Evil to fear. That was a great exchange.
And, you know, I'm sure that's what fear was in 1925. You know, they used the word evil instead of fear.
Yeah, I agree.
But in today's world, evil doesn't look the same.
I agree. And I have been using the Chaos Flush, and I like it. I used it several times while I was traveling, and things weren't going the way I would like them to do it. And so then I used that flush, and I did feel that. So that was pretty cool.
Awesome. Yep. It's pretty magical how we can take something that's so simple and use it. You know, just refocusing our energy, breathing. You know, we try to make everything hard. You know, changing our lives, it's got to be hard because it doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work because we haven't looked at the energy we've been subconsciously holding on to. And once we start looking at it and it loses its power, then life starts to flow and it's not so hard.
I love it every time you say that. You know, once we observe it, it loses its power. Because that's just such a simple thing and it's so powerful. So I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
I look forward to being that part where you said that someone speaks harshly to you and you don't react. I look forward to being there. You know, now I observe it quickly thereafter, but not before, during.
Well, you know, if you're going to be meeting with somebody that you know likes to push your buttons, of course, I know you ladies probably don't have anybody that does that. But if you do, and you know you're going to see them, envision with them, just like we do in the beginning of our circle, where the angels come in and hold your hands, and you form that circle, and you put them in the center of the circle, and you infuse them, and knowing that you're going to see them with that love energy. Even if you don't like them, and what you really want to do is smack them up against the wall, that's who I am. If you don't like them, still you love the God part within them. You know, you can address that. And when you do that sincerely from your heart, then when you see them, they could say something awful and you're just standing there completely unmoved because you're in that vibration of love and they aren't. So they can't, their energy can't engage with you.
I would say it comes up for me more than like getting in an argument or something is more, I'll have a shortage consciousness.
A what?
A shortage consciousness about like money or something.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. And then afterwards, then I'll notice that I had a shortage consciousness when I didn't need to. So I'm going to work on the breadcrumbs for that because that does come up for me. And then old momentum, even if I still feel like I'm not doing that, the old momentum just keeps going. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'm still within it. I was when I was on my trip, just a financial thing went on and I kept straightening it out and it kept happening again. And I'd straighten it out and it happened. And I noticed, but I did observe it. You know, I observed that nothing was going wrong and it would work itself out, but it didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. But I felt like that was old momentum, you know? So, well, interesting.
It was definitely got your attention. And that it kept happening over and over. So now you know, especially now, because it happened so many times, you can feel that energy again. So if you have the time when we complete here before you go to bed tonight, it would be perfect with your journal, is to look at that energy because you can still feel it in your body and observe that energy and follow those breadcrumbs or use this Sedona method of release, whichever works best for you. But looking at it, observing it, and asking your angels to show you, where was this birthed? Why do I feel this energy? Show me why I feel this. And then just allow your mind to go where they're showing you. And if you're trying too hard, you may not get it tonight. It may come when you're in the shower tomorrow. But the energy and them showing you will happen. But if you can clear it through it today, then you won't have to deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah, I would like that. Is there one of the gifts that you've given us, you know, the video, not video, but audios, is there one that would help with this as well?
Following the breadcrumbs, that's an audio. There was a short masterclass. Take a listen to that. Because I dive deeper into all the little details about looking at the energy and how to do it. Then shifting into love. And if something comes up for you that happened maybe with your parents or at any part during your life, if a situation actually shows itself to you, infusing that with love, forgiving the people who are involved, forgiving yourself. We always want to remember to forgive ourselves because we have a part in things too. We may have been an innocent bystander, but we were still there. And we may harbor some kind of feelings that, well, there again, if you're feeling like it's all our fault, you know, forgiving ourselves too, especially our inner child, if it's something that happened when we were children. I don't know if it's on there yet. I've got some more things to add. There is some shift. Oh yeah, I did. I did add some meditations of shifting your energy to love.
Okay.
You could give a listen to those. Also the one that was in the beginning, it was in there when we all joined, about your safe space, cleansing and clearing away energy from your safe space. When you do that meditation, be thinking of that energy. If you've already done everything you know, but maybe there's something that's still, you can still feel it there, ask your angels to show you and go through that meditation. I think it's like 20 minutes. And by the time you're done, it should be gone.
If it's not, that would be great.
Yeah, if it's not, you know, we can do a private session if you need help with, you know, really diving deep into it. Sometimes we bury stuff because it's so painful that it's just too much for us to look at. But if you can do it on your own, all the tools are here.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, that question that you had posted in the Facebook community. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Did you get to take a look at my response?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Take a look at the response. And if that generates more questions or if I didn't answer everything that you wanted to know, just let me know. If you want to take a moment and read it right now, that's okay. I'll wait.
Now let's see. It'll pull up.
Okay. So while we're waiting, what has been the best part of the masterclass for you ladies at this point? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
No, sorry. For me, it's using the playbook because I use it every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think just being in the energy of you and that chaos flush. And so just being in your energy, you know, just I think my work has gotten more powerful that I've been doing. So I've always been doing this type of thing, but with your influence, it's just more powerful and moving faster.
Mm. Oh, awesome. You know, holding the space, the safe space for all of you to do your work. You know, I'd love to just be able to wave a wand and everybody's all better and we're all happy and our fulfilled square of life is awesome. But, you know, it just doesn't work that way. But having someone to believe in your ability to overcome whatever you're being challenged with and that whatever you want is really yours. You know, I think that's what made Florence's teachings and her lectures so powerful. And, you know, I believe she's infused her books with that energy. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to embrace that energy and to continue and help hold that space for everyone that's in the classes. Okay. So did that come up for you, Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah, that helps.
Okay. Well, if something comes up that you want to ask more about that, please don't hesitate to post, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and complete unless someone has a question.
Oh, good luck with your move, baby. Nice and easy. And
Thank you. Thank you. Everything is quite the mess right now, but I am making a dent in the packing, and hopefully the movers will be here at the right time. And then be a nice road trip. My brother's coming out, so we haven't seen each other since, 2012.
Oh, that's wow.
Yeah, but we talk 3 or 4 times a week. So, yeah, I almost told him I'd wear a flower or something so he can recognize me. I'm going to pick him up at the airport.
That's funny.
Okay, well, you ladies have an awesome 2 weeks. And if something comes up, please be sure to post it in the Facebook. And as soon as I have internet service, I will respond.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a great 2 weeks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.